Welcome to Breakthrough with Brig, the podcast that teaches high-achieving Black women how to use thought work to break through barriers, get out of their own way, and become their best self in the most loving and sustainable way. Y'all ready? Let's dig in. Hey guys, episode 171. Oh, so good. So good. I have really enjoyed the last couple of podcast episodes for you guys. I recently did a survey with my email listeners, and one of the things that they said was, we want more teaching. We want more education. Like, we want more information. And so I've been sharing because I have lots of concepts. So if the last couple of episodes have been like concept heavy, that's why, is because I'm answering what you guys have wanting. So hopefully you guys are enjoying it. And if you are, let me know by writing a review and let me know, like, yes, these concepts are amazing. I have been getting a couple of DMs, but there's nothing more better than for you guys to not just DM me, but to write a review, because that's how other high-achieving Black women and marginalized identities find these concepts for themselves. And my goal is for you guys to get transformation just from listening to the podcast. So today we're going to talk about, from Stuck to Stella, leveraging your nervous system for breakthrough success. Yes, we're talking about my favorite system, the nervous system. Yes, it's my jam. I only spent 18 years or 20 years regulating people's nervous system to stressful situation as an anesthesia provider. As a nurse anesthesiologist, that was my jam. Because guess what happens when somebody tries to cut you or fix your broken arm, or like a baby comes out, your hoo-hoo, guess what happens? Your nervous system reacts. And I have been mastering, learning, dealing with how to keep my clients comfortable using medical, using emotional technology. And now I am using it in my coaching as well. So we're going to go from stuck to stellar. So I'm Brig Johnson, your host and the creator of Demystifying the Marginalized Brain. And today we're embarking on a transformative journey into the heart of our nervous system, uncovering how mastering its states can radically change our lives. That's why you need to listen, because I think being able to manage your state, which I'm going to explain, is going to take you from being stuck to stellar, or for you to break through these ceilings that we have in either our health, our wealth, or our relationships. So, have you ever felt stuck in a stress loop, conflict, or just feeling disconnected from your goals and your dreams? Like, there's a dream, there's a version of you. You can see her clearly, but you can't get to her. I've experienced that. And probably if you're listening to this podcast, you have too. Well, you're not alone. Today, we're going to explore what I call the three C's of nervous system states: collapse, conflict, and coherence, and how understanding these can be your superpower in navigating life challenges and breaking your ceilings. So let's start with the basics. What's a nervous system, right? I know I talk about it all the time, but like for general lay people, what's a nervous system? I'm going to keep it very simple. Our nervous system is like the control center for how we respond to the world around us. It dictates whether we fight, flee, freeze, fawn, or flow through situations we encounter. Now, let's talk about these three C's. First, let's introduce collapse. I call this the cocoon cave. Let's dive deep into collapse, or as we call it, the cave. This is our nervous system's default retreat when it's overloaded. Key, overloaded. Whether that's due to an intense burst or of stress or prolonged simmering pressures. A lot of people like to call it too much too soon or too little for too long, meaning you haven't gotten enough for too long of a period, or everything came crashing and it was just too soon, too much too soon. Either way, our system is overloaded. In this state, our system goes into conservation mode, shutting down to protect what little energy reserves we have left. It's primal, it's instinctual response, and it's akin to taking shelter in a storm. It's designed for our protection. It's not a weakness. It's protective, and we must see it at that in order to move past it. So many of us shame ourselves because we're stuck in our room in the dark with our covers over our head, and we stay there for weeks and days, and we don't see that as protective. We see that as a weakness. I want to change that relationship. It's instinctual. Only thing that has happened is somehow your nervous system has been overloaded. That is not a weakness. It is protective. There was too much too soon, or there was too little for too long. Picture yourself in a metaphoric cave. While it offers protection and respite, it's also isolating and stagnant. The goal here is safety. It doesn't care about your comfort. It doesn't care that you're isolated. The goal is safety. Yes, it is not a place where growth or progress can occur. No success. It's not the goal. That's the key mark of this collapse stage. It doesn't feel good. You can't get shit done. Only thing it carries about is that you're in your cave, your cocoon cave of safety, right? In collapse, we are often numb. Remember, we don't want to feel the shit. We've been overloaded. It was too much too fast, or it was too little too long. So we are often numb. We are disconnected from ourselves and both our environment and our own potential. Does this sound familiar, y'all? Yes, it's crucial to recognize when we've retreated into the cave, not to criticize or judge ourselves again, but to gently acknowledge that it's time to find a way back out, to recharge, to re-engage with life in a more empowering state. Like literally, see it as a protective, not as a judgment. Wondering if you're in collapse or cave phase? Here's what it might look like and feel like in different areas of your life. In your work, you might notice a significant drop in motivation and productivity. Tasks that once felt manageable now seem insurmountable. There's a sense of just going through the motions with creativity and engagement at an all-time low. Deadlines slip by, not because you don't care, but because you can't muster the energy or focus to tackle them, because you're in collapse, your nervous system is protecting you. This isn't voluntary, guys. This is completely involuntary. It has nothing to do with your willpower or your motivation or how much you love yourself. In relationship with others, it looks like this. There's a withdrawal from social interaction. Even with close friends and family, you might find excuses not to participate in gatherings or delay responding to messages. When you do interact, there's a sense of disconnection, as if you're there in body, but not in spirit. The thought of opening up about how you feel seems to be exhausting too. I don't want to tell anybody how I'm feeling. I don't want to do all that, right? Ever been there? I know I have. In your relationship with yourself, internally, there's a critical voice that either is too loud or eerily silent. You might swing between harsh self-criticism for not doing better and get your shit together, and a numb indifference to your own needs and desires. I don't even want to get up. I don't want to take a bath. It's okay. I don't even feel like eating. Like, I don't care that I'm not happy. I don't even want that anymore, right? Activities that used to bring you joy now feel pointless. There's a persistent feeling of being stuck, coupled with a lack of clarity about what you want or how to change things. Physically and emotionally, there's a palpable sense of fatigue that sleep doesn't alleviate. Key, sleep doesn't alleviate it. Your body maybe feel heavy, movement sluggish, and even small tasks feel like huge efforts. Emotionally, there's either flatness, where everything feels muted, or an underlying sadness or anxiety that doesn't seem tied to anything specific. Recognizing these signs isn't about labeling ourselves as failing or broken. I'm going to say it again. Recognizing these signs isn't about labeling ourselves as failing or broken. It's about understanding where we are on our journey and acknowledging the collapse phase is a signal for my body and mind that it's time to care for ourselves, to reflect, and the creation of safety. I'm going to say it again. The signal here, the answer is always safety, which eventually will give us that gentle push towards re-engagement once we feel safe with life's vibrancy and into the next phase, which is conflict. Okay, now, before we dive into the next phase, conflict, though, it's important to understand a key aspect of our journey through the three C's of the nervous system state. To reach a state of coherence where we feel united, harmonized, and empowered, we must navigate through conflict. It's a passage, not a place to avoid. And yes, conflict is where all the intense emotions reside. The anger, the fear, the frustration, all the stuff, all the shit we were trying to avoid in our collapse phase is still there waiting on us. But our goal isn't to sidestep these feelings. It's to learn to hold them, to be with them without being overwhelmed. Why is this important? Because avoiding or suppressing conflict doesn't lead to growth. It leads to a perpetual cycle of collapsing back into our comfort cave or our cocoon whenever we're faced with stress. And let's be honest, the world doesn't shy away from throwing stressors our way. So we might as well learn how to deal with stress. So how do we become better at holding conflict? It starts with addressing our baseline stress levels. Imagine your nervous system as a cup. Daily stressors fill it bit by bit. And I'm going to get really practical here. Stressors such as inflammation, toxins, poor sleep, an unbalanced diet, improper exercise, either too much or too little, nutrient deficiencies. These all add drops to our cup, not to mention the significant contributions of strained relationships with either ourselves or others, and the bullshit the world offers. So when our cup is already near the brim with these baseline stressors, it takes very little, a single stressful event or conflict to cause us to overflow. That's when we find ourselves flipping right back into collapse, drained and disconnected. This cyclical journey from collapse to conflict without ever getting to coherence is all too familiar with many of us. We are stuck in either collapse or conflict. It's a dance between numbing, disengagement, and overwhelming emotion, leaving little room for growth or healing. This pattern keeps us stuck, replaying the same scenarios, reacting the same ways, and feeling the same frustrations. It's like living Groundhog Day, y'all, every day. But here's the revelation, and I want you guys to get this, because so many of us are here, and it worked to get us where we are, but it will not work to get us where we need to go. Here's the revelation. The key to changing this cycle isn't just about managing the conflict, which is where most of us start. We start with the relationship. We start with the weight. We start with how much money we like. We start with the conflict, right? With the people pleasing or not people pleasing or whatever. We start with the conflict. It's about fundamentally altering our baseline state, starting with safety. It's about preparing the ground, so to speak, making it fertile for resilience and growth. When our nervous system isn't perpetually on edge, tinkering on the brink of collapse, don't push me cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Okay, I had to. I'm sorry. We can face conflict not as a threat to be survived, but as a challenge to be navigated, understood, and ultimately resolved. That's what we want. This realization marks the beginning of transformative work. My approach with my clients goes beyond merely coping strategies for stress. That's not what we do. We dive into the very fabric of our daily lives, examining and adjusting the threads of sleep, nutrition, movement, and emotional well-being. We do this to weave a tapestry that supports a more resilient, expansive state of being. We just don't work on one area. We work on all of it because it's a tapestry. By systemically reducing the noise of baseline stressors, we create space for new patterns of response. Remember that cup? Like, we pour out all that shit that's in it and we keep like the stressors. Like, now there's room because we have poured out all of the unnecessary shit that's in the cup. Now there's room with to put the cup with what we want in it. We use the latest technologies and wearable technology, and I teach my clients how to recognize early signs of overwhelm and to have strategy in place to address them, preventing the nervous system from tipping into collapse. And when we do this, we stop the cycle. And now, instead of going from conflict to collapse, we go from conflict to coherence because we've expanded the capacity. So many of us spend the majority of our time in the cycle of collapse to conflict, back to stress again, then back to conflict. In fact, so many of us unconsciously, I want you to understand this, some of us unconsciously put ourselves into conflict, creating enough stress to get us out of the collapse phase. Actually, our default is collapse phase, but we don't like that. So when we are in that phase, we know we can't get shit done. So we intentionally create stress that gives us enough energy, because we don't have any energy in collapse, so that we can move out of it to conflict. So we use that negative self-talk, that anger or fear based, or we may even use procrastinating till the last minute. All of these are signs of this approach. Putting our backs against the wall is a way to force ourselves out of collapse and to get our shit done. So when we're doing this, what we're saying is like, I don't have the energy and collapse is because we are constantly in collapse. When you understand that, then you, instead of trying to fix the stressor, we fix the safety. Then we're not constantly in collapse. Now we're constantly in conflict or stress, And now we learn to decrease, take the water out the cup, and get a bigger cup, right? The negative self-talk that angers or fear-based or is procrastinating, or we start putting ourselves, you know, our back up against the wall. I just want us to learn to do it in a way that doesn't continue this mostly non-productive cycle. I say mostly because we can get some shit done with this cycle, but the shit that we get done sometimes is just busy work. It's not the work that creates progress that we want, but we're exhausted because we're working. Like we come out and we get ourselves working and we do all this shit, but it's not the shit that's actually moving the needle towards our goals, but it is getting us out of collapse, right? The work that's going to get us to moving the needle is going to be in coherence, but we got to talk about conflict a little bit more. This podcast is sponsored by Brig Johnson Coaching. Hey, I have some exciting news for all of my high achieving women out there. That's right. I get the emails and DMs from you guys saying you wish you were my target market. I understand. We need great allies too, and we need allies with well-managed minds. Well, I've listened. So this offer is for you too, because it's a one-on-one offer. So if you're feeling stressed and overwhelmed, you're a woman of color or not, or an ally, if you're tired of feeling like you can't do more, I'm here to help. My one-on-one six-month coaching program is designed specifically for you. Together, we will work on strategies to help you manage your stress and help you achieve your goals. Because women quitting on their dreams is just not an option. And this is what my six-month program can do for you. Instead of time management, we will uncover why you manage your time the way you are so that you can prioritize self-care, giving you more time to do the things you love. Are you struggling with imposter syndrome? Are you anxious with a chaotic mind? I get it. We target the root causes of imposter syndrome, helping you gain the confidence and self-assurance to pursue your goals and succeed in your career and your personal life. Do you struggle with communication issues, difficulty expressing yourself effectively, or asserting your needs professionally or personally? You'll learn to cultivate a positive relationship with yourself. We'll work on the why this issue is for you, why this is happening, helping you resolve the inner conflict so that you can easily take care of the external conflict with others. When it comes to communicating your needs, you don't need another communication class on how to resolve clients' issues. Once you uncover your hidden conditioning, you will have the skills to build stronger, more productive relationships with colleagues, clients, and ultimately leading to greater success and growth in your business and personal life. Listen, if you're a high-level woman ready to cultivate more meaningful and fulfilling relationships, both with yourself and others, and you take your business and professional growth seriously and you want to take it to the next level, you and your relationship with you and your brain is your greatest asset. My coaching program is perfect for you. You don't have to continue putting others first and neglecting your own needs and desires in the process. Because remember, you are your greatest asset. Let's work together to create a life that you enjoy of connection and success. If this interests you, reach out, book a breakthrough call at brigjohnson.com/breakthrough. Again, brigjohnson.com/breakthrough. Look forward to talking to you. My work with clients focuses on two key areas to prevent this overflowing. We're going to reduce the unnecessary stressors that contribute to high baseline stress levels. And I'm going to increase our capacity to handle stress. Essentially, making our cup bigger. This involves practical strategies like improving sleep, optimizing nutrition, managing inflammation, and fostering healthy relationships with ourselves and with others. Most of my coaching is on relationships, right? By doing this, we don't just bounce back and forth between collapse and conflict. We start to build a bridge toward coherence because now we can stay in stress long enough to build that bridge where true growth and transformation happens. It's about expanding our ability to stay in conflict, to feel all the feels and navigate through them without being knocked down. This isn't just theory, guys. It's practical, lived experience that opens the door to breaking through our ceilings. So, with that background, it's time to explore the conflict phase, what it looks like, and start understanding its significance in our journey towards coherence. Conflict, challenge, confront stage. We're going to venture into conflict, our challenge confront stage. This is where we're caught in the whirlwind of fight, flight, or fawn responses. Imagine being constantly on high alert, muscles tense, mind racing to either escape, shield, or soothe tensions. Soothe tensions mean we're Netflixing, we're scrolling, or we're eating all the sugar. Soothing our tensions, right? Often at a great emotional or physical toll, right? Unlike the frozen energy of collapse, conflict is characterized by frenzy of activity, frenzy energy. It's just going in all kinds of directions. We just moving. We're tirelessly managing the turmoil, whether it involves confronting others, wrestling with our inner critics, or in the case of fawning, compromising our desires to appease and mollify. Can you say people pleasing? Yes. This internal sacrifice creates a battleground within us. Thus, again, the conflict, because truthfully, we're acting against our own genuine wants and needs. This state can quickly become our go-to strategy for handling stress. Etched deep in our behavior, the brain, always keen on survival, notes, this worked last time. We made it out alive. Do that again. It glosses over the facts that these reactions leave us drained, overextended, and often moving away from our true objectives. The brain's priority is safety, not success, not whether we're thriving or advancing towards our dreams. In its attempt to save us, it nudges us towards the actions that exhaust our resources, leading us right back to where? You guessed it, collapse, right? So even though that may be your familiar, it may be what happens naturally, this response is because the brain has said, hey, save this response. It worked last time. Let's do this again. And again, what got us to where we are is not going to get us to the next level, thus being stuck or having a ceiling. In our work together, we start to unravel these ingrained patterns when I work with my clients, because sometimes these are ingrained patterns that we have to examine and repattern. We examine the roots of these conflicts responses, acknowledging their intent, but questioning their utility in our current lives. Meaning, is this working for you? Don't you like that? Our utility in our current lives. Meaning, is this shit working? Together, we explore new, more constructive ways to navigate stress and conflict. Ways that conserve our energy, align with our true goals, meaning we're moving the needle in the way that we want to go, and ultimately guide us toward the empowered state of coherence. Understanding when you're in conflict phase, whether it's dealing with yourself, others, or work challenges, is crucial. Recognizing this state as an opportunity for growth rather than a perpetual loop of survival, we begin to reclaim our power and redirect our energies towards what truly matters. Coherence. Yes, finally, the calm collective state. Now, don't get this state twisted. It doesn't mean like I'm calm and I'm not stressed and like I'm just like zen. There can be a state of tension in this state. There can be a state of urgency in this state. Like when my patient is crashing on the table and my O2 sats are like looking at 20 and their blood pressure is like 70 over 30 and the next one don't show up at all, so I know it's even lower, I can be in either stress conflict state or I can be in coherence. But the thing is, even if I'm in coherence, it doesn't mean I'm not stressed, but it does mean like I'm in a state of purposeful calm. I'm not out of it, stressed, energy going all over the place. My energy is directed and focused. I can be in coherence in stressful situations. Okay. So we arrive at coherence, the calm collective state, where all elements align perfectly. It's the realm of inner unity, meaning my brain and my heart are working together, right? They're in tandem, guiding us with precision towards our goals. When I say this, this isn't just some peaceful state. It's where we unlock our full creative and problem-solving capacities. It is actually when, like biological, it is actually when the brain and the heart work together. Like you can see it, right? Like they are working together. The heart isn't doing its thing and the brain doing their thing, which just happens in stress. Okay. In coherence, every decision and action is infused with clear intention and purpose, right? Like I'm doing shit with intention and purpose. I'm not just doing shit. I don't care about the big toe. I care about their breathing at this moment. Setting us up apart, this sets us apart from the frenzied, often aimless actions characteristic of the conflict phase, right? Where we were just in a frenzy. Coherence isn't just an abstract concept. It's a measurable biological state. In our other work, I introduce clients to cutting edge tools to monitor this state, providing tangible feedback on their progress towards achieving heart-brain harmony. It's in this state that solutions aren't just reactions. They're well-thought-out strategies that propel us forward. Okay? We strive for coherence beyond avoiding the exhaustion and overwhelm that leads to collapse. Coherence offers something more, a chance to expand our capacity. Just as a muscle grows through consistent use and challenge, so does our nervous system's ability to handle stress. So the answer isn't less stress. The answer is our ability to recover from stress, right? Each time we successfully navigate through stress without tipping into collapse, we're signaling our body that we're capable of more, effectively expanding our cup to hold more of life's challenges. I want y'all to listen to this. Many of us have gallon-sized ambitions, yet find ourselves constrained by cup size capacity to handle stress. I'm gonna say that again. Many of us have gallon size ambitions, and we should. Matter of fact, we should have pool size, hot tub size ambitions. But when we have hot tub size ambitions, we need to have pool size capacity to handle stress. So many of us have gallon size ambitions, yet ourselves are constrained by cup size capacity to handle the stress. My program is designed to bridge this gap, especially for marginalized identities. This is the issue that I see time and time again. It is not our capability, it's not our willpower, it's not that we don't have the smarticles, it is not that we don't have the resources, other than we don't have this resource. This resource, we have gallon-sized ambitions and are constrained by cup-sized capacity to handle stress. My program bridges that gap by teaching you to transverse each phase of the three C's with grace and implementing strategies to manage and expand your stress capacities. We break through ceilings that have long kept us from reaching our highest potential. Remember, it is not about never encountering stress or conflict. That's not it. I'm not trying to lead a soft life here. Hey, it's about learning to navigate these states with awareness and strategy, steadily moving towards coherence. Here in the Calm Collective lies the keys to transforming your goals from distant dreams to your lived reality. So, I know you might be thinking, this sounds great, but how do I move from understanding these states to actually navigate them? Well, let's address some common objections right now. It's too complicated. I don't have time. The truth is, recognizing these states and learning to navigate them can be as simple and routine as checking your email, and the payoff, immense, like impactful. I don't like feeling my emotions. Get it. That's very understandable. But emotions are clues. They are gold. And by regulating our nervous system, we can approach them with curiosity rather than fear, leading to profound insights because those emotions are the gold. So how do we start? Glad you asked. Always first, especially if you're going in and out of collapse, by creating safety. This can mean different things for different people. That's why I work with my clients one-on-one and we establish it. But it involves grounding ourselves in the presence and reminding ourselves that we are safe and supported. It involves a lot more than that, but it's starting with that. One thing I will say, start with always asking yourself, what do I need? And trusting that you have the answer. Wearable techs like HRV monitoring can be incredible tools, giving us real value insights into our state. And breathwork, my friend, is a game changer. Just a few minutes of controlled breathing can shift your entire state of being. But somatic work also. But these modalities and others, somatics, coaching, which is what I do, are always, I'm going to say it again, these modalities are always secondary to safety. Now let's talk about a simple tool that I have called the Daily Diagnostic. It's a tool that helps my clients monitor and understand their own patterns by keeping an eye on key variables like vision, belief, consistency, delay, distraction, and resistance. You can start each day with clarity on where to focus your energy. I love this simple tool because it helps them identify where exactly they need to work on to move the needle that day. Imagine moving through your day, not just surviving, but thriving, because you've learned the art of navigating your stress states, your nervous system states, the power of the three C's. As I wrap up today, I want to encourage you to reflect on these concepts. Where do you see yourself in the three C's? Every time, like, it's like, where am I? Am I in collapse? I am in conflict? Or do I feel coherent? Am I in flow, right? Am I frozen? Am I frenzy? Or am I in flow? I can be in flow in the most disastrous of situations, right? I know I'm in coherence. Am I frenzy? Is all my energy just escaping me and going? That's conflict. Or am I like frozen? There is no energy. I am numb. I don't feel shit. I am in a cocoon, right? That is collapse. How can this understanding shift your approach to your next challenge? Because you know, if you're in collapse, the answer is safety. If you're in a conflict, the answer is connecting to that conflict. Figuring out, being there, holding space for it, asking the questions, being in those emotions, not running from it, not avoiding it without going over, right? Thank you for joining me on this journey today. I hope that this podcast helps. This podcast here is, I think it is the backbone to how we navigate and complete the power gap. Like, we shorten the power gap for our communities because it will be through emotional regulation, nervous system regulation, And the first step will be to understanding our states. This is the next step. If you are reaching a ceiling, if what you're doing is not working, I promise you this step right here. And because of this, please take this individual link and share it with others. Let them know, like, oh, this is the key. This is what's happening. This is what's going on inside of you. It's not because you don't have willpower. It's not because you're undisciplined. It's not because you're lazy. It's not because you don't want it enough. It's because we don't know how to navigate through the three C's of the nervous system states. Thank you for joining me today. And remember, you have the power to navigate your life with grace and intention, Queens. Until next time, keep exploring, keep growing, and embracing your epic potential. And if you want to do this work with me, please go to BreakJohnson.com and click the link for a breakthrough call, and we can get started. All right. Talk at you later. Share, write a review. Bye. Did you enjoy this podcast? Well, I have a personal invitation. I want to spend time with you, coach you, talk about the issues that are affecting you. We do this in a community we call the Melanin Hour, created just for us high-achieving Black women. You can register at BrickJohnson.com/coaching. And don't forget, Deeply Rooted is where we put all this shit together. We immerse ourselves and we master this. 6 months, you, me, and a bunch of women that look like you and got a little melanin in them. That's Deeply Rooted. You can register for the wait list at BrickJohnson.com/group. Hope to see you there. Bye.